love to be hostess. It's a big event.
So when's the big event?
Big event in that room, 15 minutes.
It's gonna be a big event.
Biggest event ever.
The biggest event of your life.
We gotta stage some big dramatic event.
And now for our biggest star, it's time for the big reveal.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, please sit down. Please sit down. You're embarrassing me. Shut up. All right, good morning. How you doing, studio audience? Thank you very much. Thank you. Happy Dr. Martin Luther King Day, the federal holiday regarding and honoring this incredible leader who stood up to the federal government, and the federal government treated King in many ways the way the federal government treated Trump when he was out of office. The FBI going after him and trying to imprison him, lawfare and everything else. It was just it was unbelievable. Anyway, so happy Dr. Martin Luther King Day to you. I got to tell you, this show today has so much information and so much entertainment that 2 hours will not be enough. I need 9 hours, but we're going to try to compress the 9 hours into 2 hours of entertainment and information. It won't be easy, but that's why I'm a trained broadcast professional. Thank you very much. Download the River Network app and click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, and that is 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Big Willie 105.5, also on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, audio path of totality. I forgot. It's also 94.9 FM. That's the news station. Now I do the audio path of totality. Nope, wrong one. There we go. The audio path of totality. Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, and today we've got the Belmont Buzz. Belmont County Treasurer Kathy Kellich is going to be our very special guest this morning. Live exclusive interview. We're going to be talking about East Ohio Regional Hospital. How much money do they owe us now? When is the foreclosure going to be? We'll be talking about real estate taxes. I don't think she's a big fan of abolishing the real estate taxes in Ohio, but we'll talk with her about that and so much other stuff. She knows everything about Belmont County. She is This Kellich woman is the best. She is just the best. So we've got her on this morning, live exclusive interview a little bit later on. Spread the word throughout Belmont County. Kathy Kellich herself right here on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Big Willie himself is going to be here. Big Willie, Mr. Big Willie, I should say, who is this legendary OTR Valley truck driver. He's got this essentially 18-wheeler Freightliner, Cascadia 125, and he travels all across the country hauling loads of this, that, and the other. He calls in every day from the luxurious state-of-the-art cab of his Freightliner Cascadia 125, and he just talks about stuff. Anything that lights him up, he talks about, and so we'll be hearing from him later on today. Also, your chance to win a pair of tickets and a backstage opportunity to meet Jody Messina herself. Yes. All right here. We'll be taking callers later on this morning. The fifth caller is going to win the opportunity to be in our drawing. We put the name in the drawing. And then on the Tuesday, right before the concert, we're going to draw a name out of the among all the names. And that person is going to win a pair of tickets and get to meet Jody Messina backstage before the concert. This is huge. And we got it all for you right here on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local on Big Willie 105.5. Because why? Because we care about you. It's all about the love. It's all about the Sorry about that. It's all about the love. Me, you, me, bonding over the airwaves, because that's just what we do. Thank you. All right, fine. So let's get back here to Dr. Martin Luther King Day. Very interesting thing happened Saturday. Very nice thing. I had been invited by Ron Scott with the Y to be one of the featured panelists at this big deal event at the community college, the B&O building, WVNCC, B&O building auditorium. And the title of this discussion was An American Vision or an American Division, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. And it was hosted by former State Senator Owens Brown. I was one of the featured panelists, along with many other very nice people. It was terrific. In fact, I've got some of the names here. Hold on. I had them here. Oh, okay. Here's Wanda Morgan was there, and David Delk, and I met his wife. Very nice lady. Also, Diana Bell Dr. Vincent DeGeorge. Let me think. Who else? Am I missing someone? Okay. Oh, and sitting right next to me, former Willing City Council member Rosemary Ketchum. Now, I realize you might be thinking to yourself, wait a minute, you and Rosemary Ketchum sitting next to each other, fireworks and, screaming and yelling. Nothing could be further from the truth. She was as kind and as gracious as you could ever want, almost as kind and as gracious as I was. So it worked out really. I actually had a very nice time, and everybody there was great. Now some people were picking on me, Vincent, but that's okay because I'm me. But everybody treated me very fairly, very nicely. It could not have gone better. We had disagreements regarding DEI and all that stuff, which is to be expected. But we also were able to agree on some surprising points, as a matter of fact. Bottom line was, it was great. The audience was great. The panelists were great. The moderator was great. I would say Ron Scott was great, but he wasn't there. He was in Charleston. He organizes the whole thing, and then he's off to Charleston. And I had all this material that I was going to use against Ron, but he wasn't there. Ah! Anyway, so it was a home run for all concerned. It was just great. Worked out really, really, really well. Got to meet everybody in the audience. It was terrific. All right, fine. So that was Saturday. Next day, I find out that this useless TV station, WTRF Channel 7, this failed Nexstar property in Wheeling, decided to do an Orwellian photoshopping, eliminating me from the picture that they posted on Facebook regarding the event. They had a picture of the panelists, except they did not have me and the innocent bystander right next to me on my left, of course, Rosemary Ketchum. They didn't have either one of us. And I thought to myself, this is ridiculous. There's a picture of Dr. Vincent DeGeorge, turning to his right to talk. And I'm sure he's talking to me because we were going back and forth and all that, which is fine. It was very nice. It was very gracious. But in the picture, Channel 7, they eliminated me. They what Orwell called in 1984, they unpersoned me. So when you look at this picture, and you can see it on my Facebook page, my profile page, you will see the picture, Channel 7's picture, and whoosh, they got rid of me and poor Rosemary Ketchum, who was an innocent bystander. She didn't do anything wrong. She was great. Oh, my word. So I'm watching the news today on 7. This really upsets me, and I'll tell you why. Because the hypocrisy on 7 is beyond belief. They come out with their public service announcements. Oh, we need love and understanding and, we need coexistence and, blah, 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 blah. And today, story after story after story about Dr. Martin Luther King, the celebration, the this, that, and the other, which is fine because today is a day to honor Dr. Martin Luther King, his accomplishments, his memories, everything. All that's fine. And Channel 7 is coming across like, oh, look at us. We're covering all this stuff, this, that, and the other. But Channel 7 decided to do the exact opposite of what Dr. King stood for, which is to be inclusive, which is to be welcoming, which is to be kumbaya-ish and all of that. They cut me out of the picture. They pretend I don't exist. The irony of doing that on a day that we're honoring Dr. King is beyond belief. See it for yourself. My Facebook profile page. There's the picture. Here's what I wrote. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. I don't know. What did I do with this thing? Lord, what did I do with this now? Hold on. Stay right there. Is this? Well, I had it here. Wait a minute. What the hell did I do? Oh, here it is. Okay. I was unpersoned by that failed TV station, WTRF. I was one of the featured panelists, okay, an American Vision or an American D-Vision, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. Former State Senator Owens Brown was the moderator. He was very nice. Owens was very nice, very gracious. Everybody was very gracious and very nice. We disagreed on lots of things, but it was actually a very nice experience for me, and I hope for everybody else there, too. I really did. Imagine this. Okay, Dr. Vincent DeGeorge is talking to someone on his right, but who could it be? Several of his comments were directed toward me, but Channel 7 cropped me out, as well as the innocent panelist to my left, former Wheeling City Council member Rosemary Ketchum, who again was as nice and as gracious and as kind as could be. It was very nice. George Orwell warned in his 1984, that's a book, it's a novel that talks about Big Brother and about the state controlling everything. And, it's creepy stuff. Anyway, but any individual who questions authority could become an un-person, essentially photoshopped out of the consciousness of people and then flushed down the memory hole. WTRF censors must have referred to that chapter in 1984 when they saw me in the original picture. Shame on Channel 7 for doing this, especially in light of the fact that it was celebrating the accomplishments and the memory of Dr. Martin Luther King. The hypocrisy of this half-ass operation is unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. See it for yourself. Don't take my word for it. See it for yourself. I feel violated is what I actually feel violated. Anyway. So, a lot of people have been complaining, Dimitri, why don't you take our friend request? You cannot blame me. Blame Facebook. Facebook says I can only have 5,000 friends. Now, for most people, 5,000 friends is a lot of friends. There's no question about it. But we're talking about Dimitri here. Love me or hate me, everybody knows me. Everybody has a strong opinion one way or the other. Oh, I almost forgot to mention my wife. Forgot to mention this. My wife, who's a lovely, my current wife, who's a lovely, wonderful human being who deserves a whole lot better in the way of a husband than she has in me. Don't take my word for it. Just ask her. Was concerned about my welfare Saturday before I went down there for this event to be one of the panelists because she knew most of the people there politically very liberal, very far left and all that. She was actually concerned about my welfare. You sure you want to do this? You're going to be okay. God, yes, I'm going to be fine with that. Everywhere I go, people hate me. There's nothing new here. It'll be fine. And of course it was. It was delightful. Everybody, they could not have been nicer. Everyone there, very gracious, and it was great. But my wife, she was actually afraid for my welfare. She was concerned about my welfare. Are you going to be okay? Yes, I'm going to be fine. Just relax. Jeez. Oh, my God. Did I mention that she deserves better than me? All right, fine. So we've got Kathy Kellish coming up here in just a bit. Channel 7, honest to God. I mean, just because we're in a small market, you don't really have to think small every moment of your pathetic existence. What is wrong with you? Oh, there's Dimitri. We got to crop him out. We got to be like, Big Brother and crop out people. And that's what Stalin did in the 1930s, essentially cropping out people that he had killed from different pictures when they were buddies of his and all that. It's 1984. Channel 7, this half-ass loser operation, even during this wonderful period with Dr. King and then honoring his accomplishments, his memory and everything. And this is what 7 does to one of the panelists who goes there to talk about this. Unbelievable. And I do not blame the camera person at all there. She had nothing to do with this. She's actually a lovely human being. Mary is absolutely terrific. If the people back at the station there in East Wheeling, is Channel 7 in East Wheeling? Is that East Wheeling? I think it is. Maybe not. In any event, they're going, there's a picture of Dimitri. He's a non-person now. Look at this. I mean, this is why any reputable... Hold on a second. I got to move it. Why any reputable advertiser, any reputable business would want to be associated with Channel 7, these losers, these pathetic people. It's absolutely beyond me. Kathy Kellish next.